From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The United States has condemned the bombing of a hospital in Syria's northern city of Aleppo, which has killed at least 20 people, including children. The hospital was supported by Paris-based medical charity Doctors Without Borders. About 200 people have been killed in Aleppo in the past 7 days as the government forces backed by Russia fight to recapture rebel-held areas. The series of deadly airstrikes signals a near collapse of the internationally mediated truce reached in late February. The United States called the attack on the Aleppo hospital reprehensible in every possible way and urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. But U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
The United States Pentagon has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a 2-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. Doctors Without Borders called the attack relentless and brutal. The airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants had seized the northern city. A military report determined that the U.S. forces involved in the airstrike mistook the hospital for another compound that was serving as a Taliban headquarters. Officials have said the accident was caused by human error and that many chances to avert the incident were missed. This is VOA News. Radio Free Europe is reporting that authorities in Almaty, Kazakhstan, shut down a news conference Friday called by activists who were discussing plans for protests in the city against land reforms. Police detained about a dozen activists outside Almaty's press club. The incident follows protests across the country against government plans to privatize farmland beginning on July 1, 2016. Although public protests are rare in Kazakhstan, hundreds have rallied in several cities since April 24th out of fear that land reforms could allow foreigners to take over farmland, especially after the government announced several agreements with neighboring China on agricultural projects. Reforms reportedly will allow the government to sell farmland to joint ventures, provided they are controlled by Kazakh citizens, but direct land sales to foreigners will still be banned. Several people in the United States were arrested during rallies Thursday night when police broke up clashes between supporters and opponents of controversial Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump outside his campaign stop in Southern California. The windows of a police car were smashed and several people were injured before the crowd was brought under control outside an amphitheater in Orange County. A driver, appearing to taunt bystanders, narrowly missed police officers attempting to stop him before speeding away. Earlier Thursday, Trump aimed a gender-related attack at his presumptive Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, saying she would not have a chance except for the fact that she is playing the, quote, woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. Recent polls indicate Clinton has about a 9 percentage point lead in a hypothetical face-off with Trump in the November national election to pick the successor to President Barack Obama, who leaves office in January. The next key race for both candidates is Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primaries in the conservative Midwestern state of Indiana. Britain's foreign secretary met with Cuban officials Thursday to discuss trade and tourism ties with the communist country, marking the first visit of its kind since 1959. Upon landing in Cuba late Thursday, Philip Hammond said Britain is ready to strengthen its ties with Cuba and signed several cooperation agreements on energy, education, and financial services. Hammond said he wanted enhanced bilateral cooperation underpinned by increased trade from Britain. Hammond is scheduled to participate in several high-level meetings while in Cuba to discuss social and economic changes, human rights, and the fight against global health threats such as the Zika virus. For more on this and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.